Thunder 104.5, good morning. I'm Bill Michaels talking with Casey Holland, spokesperson for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. So, Casey, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us here today. We're excited to talk.
So you all have an incredible opportunity for students. You've got scholarships that are available.
Yes, we do. Education and supporting the education advancement of students is really important to us. And one of the unique things about our program is it's actually for high school seniors, as well as students in trade school and students currently enrolled in college. So it really creates an opportunity for lots of different people to take advantage of potential funds.
When I heard about trade schools, I was thinking that is something I've never heard of before, people getting scholarships, because you think traditional colleges and educational opportunities that way. But trade schools, that covers a lot of different avenues for people.
It does. And, you know, as an electric utility, we're constantly trying to encourage and motivate students to invest and be interested in trade schools and trades, especially the electric industry. So we're happy to support it and help further those students' ambitions.
All right. So where do we go to find out more information about these scholarship programs?
You can find it on our website, which is myrec.coop/scholarships. And you'll find the details as well as the application. And the deadline to apply is coming up on February 9th.
All right. Now, there are two scholarships that are $2,500 and 15 $1,000 scholarships. Are there restrictions that people need to be customers or?
Yes, you do need to live in the household of a Rappahannock Electric Cooperative member. So if you're a college student, and you live on your own and you get your electricity from REC, then you are a member. Or if you're a younger student and your parents are paying your electric bill, then they are members of REC, hopefully.
All right. And also, you've got the Summer Youth Tour coming up.
Yes, that's a great opportunity for high school juniors. We take them for a week to Washington, D.C. And I know that's right up the road, and a lot of us probably have been there quite a few times. But this is a unique experience where they get to see and meet people that they might not have had the opportunity to meet on a family trip or travel up there on their own. So hopefully interested high school juniors will apply for that. The deadline for that is actually a little sooner, on January 29th.
Now, I love that it includes a show at the Kennedy Center and also a Washington Nationals baseball game. So it's not all business.
That's right. We try to weave in fun with teaching folks about the rural electric cooperative industry.
All right. And again, where can we get information on the Summer Youth Tour?
That's also on our website, which is myrec.coop/youth-tour. And again, the scholarships is myrec.coop/scholarships.
So a little bit of time to register for the scholarships. That deadline is February 9th. And the Summer Youth Tour, that scholarship program is January 29th.
That's right. Thank you.
Casey, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Happy to. We appreciate it.
It's Casey Holland, spokesperson with the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, here on Thunder 104.5.